At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Why do so many dogs die before their time? Actress and dog activist Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. Superfood Complete by Badlands Ranch is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including premium protein-packed beef, nutrient-dense organ meat, heart-healthy salmon, gut-healthy vegetables, and several superfoods vital to your dog's health. And because high-heat cooking can add unhealthy things to your dog's food, Superfood Complete uses air drying, so it gets cooked low and slow. This means it has the convenience of kibble, but the health benefits of whole foods. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible benefits, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 right now to get up to 50% off your order and a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's badlandsranch.com/save50 today. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary.
Hey, welcome to the show. Feeling good with Duddy. That's me. Let's go.
We're back in the bunker for another episode of Feeling Good with Duddy. We've got another episode where we're flying guest free, but we've got segments. We're going to tell you about Skate Gang. We've got a No More Words. We've got a Jack quote coming up. So much has changed since Duddy went fishing last weekend. So much has changed. Here he is, the man to tell you about it, Duddy B.
What's happening? That's right. I am back from my weekend fishing trip with the fam, and yeah, a lot has changed since I left. You know, when I left to go fishing, it was coronal times, and I come back, and now we're into looting and protests, because you know how it goes. I usually jump in my bubble car and I drive through the wasteland, past the tumbleweeds, to the bunker, down the ladder. You know, you get it. This time I just jumped in my normal car, mm-hmm, and was on my way here.
You're not worried about breathing the air anymore.
No,
you feel safe.
I don't wear the mask in the car.
The mask is over.
I don't do that. So yeah. I thought just normal ride to the bunker, but no, I had to drive through a little bit of rioting and looting and protesting, and different times we're in.
How quickly a weekend can change.
It is. I hope everybody out there is staying safe, and you know, everything that's happening is just terrible. You know, peaceful protests, please do. Looting, please don't. Just doesn't make any sense to me.
Absolutely.
But terrible times, man, terrible times. I hope we all just get through this soon and safe. So, you know, I don't want to go too much into it, because I'm sure everyone's just been getting bombarded with nothing but this for the last few days. So,
Been doom and gloom. We're here to hopefully help make you laugh. Yeah. And you were fishing over the weekend, and one of our favorite things on this show is a Jack quote. So let's just get right back into having a little fun for a bit. Your son Jack says one-liners that make you perplexed. Kids say the damnedest things. Everyone's kid says funny things. But Jack just has this way of saying things that they're like, they're quotes that you're not even sure there's an answer to these questions things he say.
They almost make sense. Like, for instance, I'll just say a couple of my favorites that he said in the past were, the real question is never give up. I don't know why it's so freaking inspirational. It really is, but it makes no sense.
Yeah. It doesn't make sense, but it almost does. You feel dumb if you don't get it almost. You're like, wait, am I stupid?
It still makes you feel good for some reason.
Oh, absolutely.
And then another one of my favorites was, he did something like crazy. I forget what it was. And he goes to my wife, he goes, on a scale of 1 to 10, how many people did this? How many people have done this? On a scale of 1 to 10, how many people have done this?
I'm still trying to figure out what number to give that.
So that's the kind of stuff he says where it's always hilarious. And he said another one this weekend to me where it's just had me rolling. We were fishing, and the only thing we were really pulling up was catfish. So, I mean, with catfish, you can use next to anything. They just like to eat whatever. So we were just using the extra hot dogs that we had, and they were just pulling them up. But Jack comes down, and, you know, he finds his spot. He goes, "Dad, this is the spot right here." And we were using hot dogs, but he used the sausage, the extra sausage we had from breakfast. So he has his spot and his sausage bait. He drops it down, and he pulls up a fish in like 1 minute. And then within the next like 20 minutes, he had caught like 5 fish. And it was, we were just cracking up because he was just killing it. And he goes, "Dad, I found like the best fishing spot. I have like the best fishing bait. I'm like a regular Jonas James. I don't even know who that is." That's what he paused for a second after he said Jonas James. I'm a regular Jonas James. And then he paused and he just looked at me and goes, "I don't even know who that is." He just made up a person.
Yeah. But I love it because it definitely does sound like a crafty person that would have a knife on a belt and be able to fish good.
It's there's like a legend of Jonas James or something.
Somewhere.
There has to be.
There definitely is.
Yeah, man. I found the best fishing spot. I got the best bait. I'm like a regular Jonas James.
Yep. Sounds like a trapper.
Yeah.
Famous trapper.
So, yeah, I don't know. I should have looked up the name Jonas James and see if there's anything to it, but it had me dying.
That would be funny if it is.
The way he looked at me and just realized, he was like, "I don't even know who that is. I just made up a name."
You Google it, and it's like, the greatest fisherman ever, Jonas. Right. You're like, what the fuck? How did he know?
Oh, man. So, yeah, that was hilarious. We had a great weekend fishing. That's right. We came back down here, back into the real world. So, you know, I had to climb down the bunker. But you know what was weird, Jake? I got down the 100-foot ladder, and the things had changed. Like, the Purell pool was gone.
Yeah. During the coronal times, you would swim through a Purell swimming pool every day before you got in here. That pool was drained, I noticed.
The pool was drained. The Total Recall X-ray machine was gone.
I never walked through it, so I didn't notice that.
I used it every day a couple times.
Yeah, you do. You always do.
Yeah, but I still gave myself a cavity check.
I did hear that. I heard people saying, yes, the Duddy still cavity checked himself.
I probably gonna keep that going.
Why? Just because that's something that, just for the safety still?
Well, I just feel like just because the world's changing doesn't mean I have to.
Yeah.
You know?
So the one thing you're going to take with you in this post-coronal time, which, and I don't even know if that's true. I just know that the news is no longer showing anything about coronavirus, so I assume it's over.
I don't know. I honestly was fishing all weekend. I got back last night and I came here. I've been trying to not watch so much. Negativity and I've been trying to, obviously it's terrible and
In the post-coronal times, the only thing you're taking with you is you're going to continue cavity checking yourself.
I'm going to keep going. Okay. I'm going to continue that.
That's where I was going with that. That's where I was headed with that. Daddy took it real seriously. Absolutely. And I'm like, no, look at this, the cavity check. Get back to you putting your hand in your own butt to check yourself.
Well,
okay.
At least I know I'm safe every day.
Yeah, okay, absolutely, dude. No, you're a better man than everyone.
Dirty head news.
Dirty heads news, because we are in the bunker. Same bunker where the dirty heads be doing them live streams. What's going on with the live streams?
That's
it's an
right.
off week for the Dirty Heads.
Somewhat of an off week. We are going to get together Thursday and just start wrapping our heads around the next one, which is Phantoms of Summer. And we're really excited about that one. But yeah, last week's we did Cabin by the Sea, which was so much fun. Thank you guys so much for, you know, supporting and tuning in. I hope you guys enjoyed the show as much as we enjoyed performing it, because we had a great time and we are really looking forward to the next one. So thanks again. That is going to be Phantoms of Summer next Friday. So
Phantoms of Summer next Friday, and that's an acoustic album, so it's kind of right up the alley of what you guys are doing. So this is going to be, you're going to crush. And then we're going to do another show next week, obviously, and we'll give more updates on Phantom of the Summer when we come closer to that live stream. So I guess as we move on, Duddy, you've got a pretty sweet guitar next to you. Let's tell everyone about that real quick, because Patreon numbers are growing.
The Patreon is growing, and this guitar right here, it is a Ernie Ball Music Man Cutlass model. I actually play the same exact model on stage with the Dirty Heads. It's a great guitar, and I'm raffling it off to one of our Patreon members on the 4th of July. So go on over to patreon.com/feelinggoodwithduddy and you'll have a chance to win this beautiful guitar on the 4th of July. You also will get bonus episodes every week, lots of other just fun stuff over there. So yeah, if you want a chance to win this guitar and get bonus contents and lots of fun stuff, patreon.com/feelinggoodwithduddy. Yeah, check it out there.
A lot of Q&A. There's like some inside jokes that go on our Patreon page. Oh. It's pretty fun. And as we speak right now, I think there's 156 people on there. So one in 156 chance to win that killer guitar. Pretty good chance.
Chances are pretty good.
Chances are choice.
Other DH news really quick too.
Oh, yeah.
We are getting closer to dropping this new album.
Oh, that's right. Let's hear about this.
I'm just so excited. We're in the process now of after, you know, we're just like, cool. These are the songs. They're done. We're happy with them. Now we getting them mixed. And that's where, you know, we send them to a mixer really. And they just go in and they fine tune everything. And we're going through the mixes right now. And yeah, I'm really excited. I think
so. You got them back.
I've gotten a few.
Not all of them, but
I've gotten like three of the mixes back. Okay. And oh man, it's exciting. I really think people are going to enjoy this album.
It's kind of interesting because it came out of nowhere. You dropped an album last summer, so it hasn't even been a year yet since you dropped the last album, so it really came out of nowhere, so I kind of like that. A sneaky little wham, here comes a whole new album.
We almost weren't really planning it, it kind of just happened organically. We were writing a little bit on our off time and whatnot, and then, you know, these times allowed us to get in the studio.
You had a lot more off time.
We had a lot of off time, so we just knocked it out, and we thought people right now could use some more music, so.
Why not?
We want to put it out there.
Do but, not sit on it.
What's going on with the barbershop, Jake?
Oh, yeah. So I've got news. So most people who listen know I'm a barber. If you're newer listeners, yeah, I'm a barber. That's what I do for a living. My barbershop has been shut down for the last 3 months. So I haven't been working. Just been doing the podcast and hanging out at home, being a dad and skateboarding and shit at 40 years old, thinking I'm having a full... I like think I'm a skateboarder again. It's sad. It's sad. I'm falling. I'm being hurt, but I'm learning tricks and I'm having fun. So anyway, time to open the barber shops back up. I cut hair in Long Beach, California, which falls under LA County. And LA County was like one of the last places to open barber shops back up. Time to open up the barber shops. And then, you know, the looting starts happening. Protests are fine. Protests are going on all over Long Beach, all over everywhere. There's no problems there. Protesters are doing their thing and we love it. But the looters are really fucking up a lot of shops, and our barbershop is in Long Beach and was one of the spots that was absolutely supposed to get hit. So the barbershop gets boarded back up, and it was boarded up all the way till this morning. So early this morning, I went to the barbershop, got my station ready to work for the first time, and we took the boards off. There's not supposed to be any more looting in our area, so we hope not. And tomorrow I will actually start back up at the barbershop. So I'm super psyched. I'm a barber again. Let's do this. Oh, man. So, yeah, life is good. I'm feeling a little weird, though, because, you know, now I've gotten used to this other life where I'm home every day.
Right.
I'm coming into the bunker doing shows with you, or I'm hanging out with my son and just, you know, getting to be with him every day, which has been so awesome. He's only 1 year old right now. So, you know, it's awesome being able to spend all this crazy time with him. But now I have to go back and it's bittersweet. Super stoked to see all the barbers again. It was fun. I laughed with them all this morning. So I can't wait to go back, cut hair, earn money and laugh with my friends. But oh man, I'm gonna miss little Rocky now. It's like crazy. I'm with him every day. So
there is something about weird. That. I thought about that too. I was like, man, going back to tour and everything, I can't wait. But I have come accustomed to being around my family so much and like home life, which I haven't had like that much time at home in probably 15 years.
Yeah.
So it's just a different life, and it's like almost becoming used
to it. You're settling in. You're like, I'm hanging out every day. Yeah. And just it's gonna be a switch.
You get a little too comfortable.
Oh man, a whole nation. We're all getting comfy.
Yeah.
The ones who, you know, stayed home. Some of us were working hard through the whole deal, but I'm super glad to be back, man. Exciting times, but also scary times. So hopefully we can get through hopefully we can keep protesting peacefully and get through all the looting and the bad stuff here and come out of this all better. And We're gonna be a better country, and we're gonna be a better human race after all this, dude.
We have to
come closer from all this. We got to.
I do think so. I think it's heading in that direction. I think people are over it. People are getting sick of all the craziness, and you know, most people, you know,
we all want to love each other.
Yeah,
dude. Most people just want to fucking love each other.
But it only takes a handful of, you know, bad seeds to just make shit weird for a bit.
I think it's awesome that we all kind of see the difference. We're like, you know, we see who's protesting and we see who's looting. Different.
They're
different groups of people, man. We're not judging anybody. It's all good, man, on feeling good with Duddy, right?
That is right.
Holy shit. So let's continue feeling good. Let's feel great, because one of the best segments that we have
Oh.
is is conspiracy queries, right? This is where Duddy, he didn't make this up. He'll tell you all about it. This is where Duddy lays a conspiracy theory on you and simply asks if you believe this shit. Duddy.
Listen, that's
right. You
got
something?
This is conspiracy query.
Uh-huh.
I did not make this up.
This is yours?
No, this is not mine.
Okay.
I just happened to read this.
You wrote this?
I did not write this. I read this.
Okay.
I read this that someone else wrote.
I got you.
This is actually from a website called Thought Catalog. And this is me simply asking, do you believe this? Do you believe in conspiracy queries?
Fair question.
That's all I'm asking. Here we go.
What are you asking?
I'm asking if Australia doesn't exist.
Holy shit.
Australia doesn't exist. It is a massive cover-up for Britain killing hundreds of thousands of prisoners at sea, just saying they sent them to Australia. Apparently, all the airplane pilots and boat captains are in on it, and whenever anyone visits Australia, it's actually a cleared-out section of land in South America that has thousands of actors paid to be Australians. So, Jake, I have to ask you this. Do you believe that Australia doesn't exist?
Oh, my God. First of all, yes. I've been ringing this bell for a long time, all right? Those fucking... No, absolutely not. This sounds insane. And I love the end of it. Because, first of all, it's wacky from the opening thing. Like, Australia doesn't exist. Okay, you got me. I want to hear more. But they leave you with this. It's actually a cleared out piece of land in South America.
South America.
Right? And it said, with thousands of paid actors. Yeah. Like, thousands? Thousands? There's millions of... Australia is huge. I mean, if it's real, let us be fair. But, oh, man, I don't know. Yeah, starting to believe it. Yes, I believe it. No, I don't. It's ridiculous. What do you think, Dad?
Well, I just obviously can't believe that. I mean, I have Australian friends.
Uh-huh.
And yep. I find it hard to believe they're paid actors that just infiltrated into my life.
Yeah, they didn't even touch on that. What about all of the Australian friends that people meet? They're all paid actors that have been... This is a crazy one. This is a crazy one.
It's just, you know what? It's another one where it's like, I would love that to be true. That sounds hilarious. Well, there's just a freaking bunch of actors and you land in Australia and they're just like, hey, mate, you know.
And again, look, I've never been to Australia. I'm not a pilot. I don't, you know.
But
sail
all
a
the pilots
boat.
And boat captains
it could be
are
true.
In on it.
Oh, they're all in on
so
it.
So you think that like to finally pass and get your fucking, you know, certificates and now you can be going out there and fly in a plane, the last thing you have to do is you have to, you know, swear that you will never let anyone know that Australia doesn't exist and you have to fly them now to a different place and drop them off.
They're all in on it.
They're
so you graduate from airline fucking school, I think is exactly what it's called.
I think it's called fly
camp. It's kind of like fly college and they go, all right, cruise on in. And much like Scientology, when they tell you about, you know, the fucking that we're from a different planet and the Lord Xenu, it's like, okay, you've made it through flight school. Come on in. Here's the real deal. Everything else on Earth, this remains the same, but Australia's not real. Sorry about that one, pal. We're going to need you to go ahead and deny Australia. And then here's the real thing that makes it unbearably not, it can't be true. You're telling me that Captain Sully Sullenberg and Captain Phillips, both portrayed by America's absolute golden sweetheart, Tommy Hanks, you're going to tell me that both of those captains are lying to us about Australia? I just don't think so. They've got the gumption and the conviction that I think that they would have to feel, they would have to put it in their memoirs. I can't imagine it's true, and it comes down to Captain Sully and Captain Phillips as the thing that really pushes me over the edge.
So you don't believe?
I don't think I believe in this one, Daddy. Are you sad?
It looks no, like no. Really I agree with you. I think it's
hilarious.
This one's
insane.
I love it. I love the idea of it.
I love
I think
the
it's
idea.
A great movie. I'd love them to make a movie about that. It's like the Truman Show.
Yep. Exactly.
So yeah, there you go.
There you go, dude.
Do you believe in conspiracy queries?
Oh,
that's it.
Just one of the greatest things on earth to contemplate. Dude, Australia is not real.
Australia is not real. But you know what is real?
What is real?
The tip of the day, Jake. The tip of the day. This show's called Feeling Good with Duddy. You know, we like to joke around. We like to have fun on here. But at the end of the day, we do want you to walk away feeling like you maybe learned something or you're a little inspired. So every day we got to give you like a little tip or just something to make you feel good. And today we are saying, do something nice for someone in your home. Do something nice for the other person in your home. And if you live alone, Jake, what should they do?
Do something nice for yourself.
That's right.
That's who you live with.
Yep.
It's the easiest thing. This is what we're, you know, because they already live with you. You're at work, let's say. You're on your way home. Pull over, buy some food. I can buy some dessert, something. Walk
pick
through
up
the
some
door.
Flowers.
Pick up some flowers. Walk through the door with something unexpected by the other person. Or if you and your husband or you and your wife are both listening to this show together, well, then guess what? Get up and go do something nice. Buy yourself dinner tonight. Treat yourself tonight. Or if you're listening alone, treat the other person in your house tonight. It's the easiest thing to do.
It is. And you know what that's going to do? That's just going to make them happy. Mm-hmm. Their vibe is going to get better. And that's just going to make you happier.
Absolutely.
And that's going to spread throughout your entire house. And then mm-hmm. when you leave that house, you're going to spread that to other people. And hopefully that just keeps spreading. And you know what, Jake? That would probably make you feel good.
I think it is, Duddy, dude. And I saw you coming with that one.
It was
one.
A pretty obvious one.
I mean, that
it
one
was,
you fucking just led right into.
It was too
you
easy.
Said, here it comes.
Here it comes. I'm coming with it.
There was a heater right
so,
down
yeah,
the middle.
You heard it, you guys. Dude, just do something nice for the other person or other people in your house. Do it tonight and just see what a difference it makes. Even just whatever the smallest thing. Just come home and be like, hey, you know what? I love you.
I love you.
Small as that. Just
I love you with some cupcakes
with some,
in
with
your
some
hand.
Cupcakes with some cupcakes. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm telling you, the extra mile, dude. Bag of Skittles is the E. You walk in the house, hey, baby, I love you. And bam, dude, hit her with the taste of the rainbow. You watch. Watch the evening happen that happens after that. Watch the evening happen.
Oh, man, that's right, because that'll just make you feel good. And speaking of feeling good on the show, we do have some sponsors that make us feel great. And first and foremost, always, we have Koi CBD. This is an amazing product. This company's been with us since day one. I love this product. You know how it goes, guys. I wake up in the morning. I get my 1,500 milligram bottle spray capper, just like 10 of those right under the tongue. I grab the 1,000 milligram inhaler that they gave me and just...
just sandblast your throat with...
Till it's gone. I just do that. And then I feel great. But honestly, if you're out there and you have like any sort of aches and pains and you're taking over-the-counter pain meds to get rid of them, just give CBD a try. I think you're going to love how it makes you feel. And it's much more healthier for you. And is that how you say it? Healthier? I don't know. Close enough. Yeah. And if you go to koicbd.com and you put in code DuddyB at checkout, you're going to get 20% off your order. That's right. Yeah, and also onnit.com. That's onnit.com. Another great company with so many amazing products. I take the Alpha Brain every day, and I definitely am starting to notice that I'm just a little sharper, and my memory has just gotten a little bit better. And I'm going to keep taking it because I think it's just going to keep getting better and better. But also, right now, I'm loving the new mood. I talk about it every episode. I take it like later in the afternoon, like 5. It's not a sleeping pill, so you're not going to like pass right out, but it does just kind of relax you, put you in a good mood before you go to bed, and then when you do go to bed, you sleep like a baby through the night.
I started taking the new mood too. It's the shit.
It is.
On my last order from Onnit, I put new mood on there. It absolutely helps you relax.
Oh, totally.
I sit down, I start watching TV, and I feel pretty damn comfortable, and I'm just like, oh, dude, I think, you know, because after you take it for a couple nights, then you start to maybe notice.
Yeah.
You know, it's a slow burner. Yeah, it's just like when you're sitting there, you're just kind of comfortable, you're relaxed, and you're ready to go to sleep. And I've been passing out pretty hard, so I'm like, I think I dig the new mood.
Yeah, no,
it's
great.
A comer.
So, yeah, if you need to relax a little bit at night, get a good night's sleep, go to onnit.com, onnit.com/Duddy after that, and you will get 10% off your order. That's right, you heard it here, people.
Get on it.
Yeah.
Holy shit. So we've got some cool news, Duddy.
What is it?
It's skate gang related news.
Skate gang.
So
everyone,
real quick, we wanted to before we got a no more words coming up, by the way, you guys, and we're gonna do a shitload of questions coming up. So we had a bunch of questions on our Patreon page, and we're gonna do a lot of those questions on this show today. But before that, Skate Gang. A lot of you who have been listening to the show for a long time, since last summer when we were on tour with the Dirty Heads and 311 and the Interrupters all summer doing a lot of these shows, we started a thing called Skate Gang. We started to put a lot of pictures online and do the hashtag Skate Gang. Now it's FGWD Skate Gang that we're starting to hashtag now. Basically, we had 3 days off in... Oh, shit, where was it? It was the northeast of the country. It was Providence, Rhode Island. We had 3 days off in Providence, Rhode Island, and it's a big city, and we had nothing to do, you know, nothing to do at all. And it's a huge tour, 98 people on this tour, and we're all just stuck in Providence, Rhode Island. So Duddy and myself and a couple of the dudes that worked for Feeling Good with Duddy at that time who were on the bus with us, we all went to the Providence Mall. And we all ended up buying 90s, like late 80s, early 90s skateboards. Pal Peralta, Santa Cruz, cool, you know, Nautis, dope ass old school skateboards. And we started skateboarding all over Providence for 3 days. And we loved it. It was our way of getting around. We started hashtagging Skate Gang. And those skateboards never stopped, dude. The whole rest of the tour, every venue we were at, we were skateboarding, we were filming. We're not good at skate. I mean, we can all skate, but we are not tricksters. We're none of that. We're way past our prime. So it was a lot of just kind of surf skating through all these venues. And Skate Gang was kind of an awesome thing. A lot of people started asking us to make Skate Gang merch and shit like that. But we didn't have a logo. It was just something we did. Well, we never stopped. We came home. Duddy's been skate ganging his ass off with his kids at home. I've been skateboarding since I haven't been cutting hair. We've all been keeping it up. And now we have a cool Skate Gang logo that was made by Red Page, who was one of the dudes in the Skate Gang. He was on tour with us. So Red made us a cool Skate Gang logo, and there is Skate Gang merch available now on our merch store, feelinggoodwithduddy.com. Go to the merch store. You'll see all of our merch as well as Skate Gang shit skate is gang. Out there now, dude. Skate gang. There's also, yeah, we had a Skate Gang song on tour, and Duddy, dude. Everyone knows that we're dope. Skate Gang. That's like, that's as far as we got with the dope. Lyrics. Yeah.
Everyone knows that we're dope.
Skate Gang.
Everyone knows that we're dope. Brrr. It's pretty fire.
Yeah, so Duddy has been dying to like actually make a Skate Gang song. Everyone's going to have a verse. That's going to be coming soon, too.
That's coming soon. I got to start absolutely. Building that beat. It's going to be fire.
It's up to you, Duddy. Yeah, get us the beat, and then we will spit. Okay. Liquid hot fucking magma it's into
on.
The mic.
It is on.
Oh, shit, on. Dude. So Skate Gang merch is out there for everyone's been bugging, dude. Where's the Skate Gang merch? It's here. Go snag it. Let's get into No More Words, dude, because... Dude,
Jake's got a No More Words for us
today. Oh, for Pete's sakes, you guys. Watching a lot of the news. Like, all of a sudden, I'm back watching the news. I don't have cable, so I haven't seen the news in months and years, but YouTube has become the news now. It's live news, live news, live news, and I got caught up in it, dude. I'm watching the protesting. I'm watching the looting. I'm watching everything. And I was watching Corona coverage, so I've been hearing the same phrase over and over again, and it's one of these things where it's meaningless. Actually, hey, Duddy, hit the music. All right, there we go. We're back. Thank you for hitting. I didn't give you anywhere to put the cool theme song. So the theme song has been played. It is time. The No More Words for today, it's a grouping of words, and it is thoughts and prayers. No one who says thoughts and prayers anymore means it. It's almost like one of these things where you could kick a hole in someone's wall in their bedroom, right? And if they choose not to patch up that hole, they will just no longer see it. They'll see their bedroom. The hole's just part of the room. That's what thoughts and prayers is to me now. It's just something that like newscasters say or people that don't want to try hard online write to just act like they're caring about. All I hear on the news. So thoughts and prayers with all those small business owners there. And oh, we're coming up over here. And thoughts and prayers to everyone. All right, switch.
It's just lost its... It's lost its meaning almost.
It's much like Brave. You know, when everyone became brave over the last, you know, 15 years, no matter what you do is brave. It's like bravery isn't really, brave doesn't mean brave anymore. It's anything. I remember Stubbsy or Toesy, no bravey boopy. Yeah. So same thing with thoughts and prayers. We just got to get a different thing to say because that one's done, I think.
Yeah. I think it just, and it's like, I know that there's probably a lot of people that are posting thoughts and prayers that really just feel bad, and they hope that everything's, you know, going well for everyone, and that's all it is. But I do know that there's, you know, definitely the people that I feel like post things like that sometimes, and like a picture of maybe the looting and thoughts and prayers, or a picture, you know, of Floyd and just, you know, thoughts and prayers or something. But thoughts and prayers, I'm so saddened by this. But it's like, I'm so saddened. Like, me feel bad almost for Meezy, mm-hmm. because all this is going on, and now I'm sadsies toozy. Mm-hmm. You know?
A lot like, of weirdness.
Leave me some comments about how you feel bad for me for feeling sadsies.
But I'm Z-Gozy. It's mainly, I do think, the newscasters. I don't know, it's not on them, but some... In different times where there was a couple positive things to say in the news, they would transition to the positive off thoughts and prayers. And that was always my favorite. Like, you know what? An entire family was murdered in Reseda this morning. And like, oh my God, yeah, thoughts and prayers go out to their family. And in other news, the Orange County Fair's coming to town this weekend. So everybody wants a deep fried potato. You know, and you're like, oh my God. And now it's just been effed into existence with how crazy the news is now. The news is only bad news now. So now it's every 14th word is thoughts and prayers.
So I guess that's bundled in with brave and strong. So it's like the word brave is still, it's a good word. The word strong is a good word. Thoughts is a good word. Prayers, good word.
All great words.
When they're used in a certain...
It becomes lazy.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, yeah, thoughts and prayers.
You're so brave. You're so strong. Mm-hmm. You're being so brave.
I can't. Soon it's going to be, oh man, T's and P's. So T's and P's go out to the... all right, we're going across town to over here. T's and P's. We're going over. It's going to turn into T's and P's. And look, dude, obviously everything that's going on is horrifying out there. We stand with all the protesters. Like, we understand, you know, the frustration. And we're just hating on the looters. But we are a show that wants to make people laugh. So we want to poke fun of some of the shit we're seeing. There are some things that go along. First of all, before I even get out of the No More Words segment, there's another thing that I just saw last night. Because there was three different high-speed chases on the news in L.A. And while they were just Johnny Appleseeding thoughts and prayers all over the city with their helicopter... I also noticed this. All of the reporters who were reporting on the ground or in the studio watching the video and reporting with their, you know, verbally, they kept referring to the helicopter
airship.
Airship.
An airship.
An airship.
It's a we're getting word up to that.
Dude, call it a chopper. The idea is the quickest way to communicate what's in the sky. Airship. Is that, I mean, I get being politically correct in this country where we're changing some of the ways things are, but airship, were helicopters offended by people calling them, is that what it is? Choppers? They're like, you mean like a motorcycle? No, thank you.
Do you think it's because it has the word hell in it?
Oh my God, Duddy, I never even thought of that.
I guarantee you
that's it.
We don't want to be saying the word hell on TV right now.
They're like, yeah, but it's helly. It's helly. There's not a two. Yeah.
It's a little dicey.
Yeah.
It's just right now.
All right. Well, we can also call you a Satan plane. No, well,
how about
hell. How about airship? I thought they didn't want to be associated with motorcycles in any way.
Oh, no.
Oh, man. Wow. You just got to the bottom of it.
I'm putting my money on it because it has hell in it.
Why didn't they just change it to heaven copters?
Oh.
Can we start? We're going to send it back up to the heaven copter.
Oh.
Airship,
people.
Airship. No more. Yeah.
You know another thing I've seen, Jake?
What's that?
And you were telling me a story about something similar. We were talking about... you know, people just posting stuff that is simply for themselves.
It's not really
about the situation. It's about their situation.
This is protest fails, dude. So this is where we got to have fun. When you're watching the news all day and it's live coverage, you're seeing some knuckleheads out there. We have some serious protest fails to go over. And Duddy told me about something that made me puke. And then I've got
a post and she was called out heavily and they found her. Apparently she was a very popular influencer. I'm not going to say a name. And stuff.
Yeah,
I'm not here
it's
to
not
bash.
Our job to burn people. No, but an influencer online did a thing.
And I'm sure,
that was
honestly,
horrendous.
If I tell the story and you look it up, you'll probably find it.
Yeah,
who it was and whatnot. But there was somebody videotaped her, and she pulled up. There was people boarding up a building, like a business,
small businesses
a small mom
boarding
and pop
up their shop.
Business boarding up their shop.
Yeah.
So she pulls up and parks in front of the store, and she just gets out of her car and she asks the guy really quick, "Can I hold your?" He had like an electric like screw gun, you know. Yeah. "Can I hold your? You know this." You know, your tool. And he's like, "Sure." Like, he's like, kind of like, "Why?" And she grabs it and she turns, she acts like she's drilling really quick as she turns around, and her boyfriend, who it must have been, fires off 10 photos. And then she doesn't do one thing. And then she gives it back and goes, "Thanks." And she, as she's getting into her car, she goes, "Good job." And just like drives away. Oh, and it's the most, like, it makes God. You want to fucking throw up. That there's people in this world that is what they're thinking about right now. Pull over. Let me take a fake photo of me helping. I'm not actually going to help.
No.
Let me take a fake photo of me helping so I can post it to my fucking Instagram and get some more followers and people going, "You're so great."
There is some horrendous.
You're not great. You're fucking terrible.
There's been some things like there's, you know, there's this chick getting busted. There was Santa Monica, there was a surf shop that got raided, and a bunch of people took pictures of the dudes with surfboards in their hands and put them all over all the surf things on Instagram, had their faces, and it said, like, make sure these people never get waves again wherever they surf.
Oh, they started as much as calling out where they know they surf at. Like, "Oh, I know they surf here at these waves," like in the comments and shit.
Oh, yeah.
People are like, I've seen these dudes. They surf these waves, and it's like, oh.
That's a whole, like, you're going into a shop in your own community that sells, like, surfboard shapers.
Dude, there's
like three of them that are like have a well name,
yeah.
A big name, and the rest of them, it's like, dude, they're just working hard shaping boards every day. Yeah, and if you're going in and robbing all these boards, I mean, that's just such bullshit. So that's insane. And then here's the gnarliest thing that I saw. I've been watching so much live coverage because so much of the looting has been very close to the barbershop I work at. So I'm just fixated on this. And I'm watching the looting go down, and I see people posing for photos, like trying to get the National Geographic like cover photo with their friend. So this is another one that's absolutely insane. Like, I saw one where there's a standoff, there's a bunch of people standing protesting peacefully. There's the police standing there just making a line, and this one kid runs in front of the police and turns around to his friends that all have cameras, and he like gets on his hands and knees, does the prayers, runs over, checks to make sure the photos are cool, goes back in front of the police line, sits down, and does like the I can't breathe. He's doing like five different fixed poses and then running back in between and looking at camera phones and making sure he looks dope and like. It was a photo shoot for
Again,
Instagram.
Again, nothing to do with the actual protest or what it means.
Nothing
just
to do with.
Strictly to go post your socials to improve your own social it's just insane to me.
Insane.
It is crazy.
Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, and so look, it's a good thing because it's all that the country's talking about right now, and it had to happen. Like, this is how far things have to go to affect change a lot of times. So it's vast majority positive. Wildly more people protesting peacefully than there is looters. It really looks like the looters are just a tight gang of dudes that are running around like selectively.
Well, and it seems like too, I've been seeing videos of just like, you know, bystanders like stopping looters.
Absolutely.
You know? Like, people are sick of it. They're like, this is our community. Like, that just because something happened, you know, and there's a protest, that doesn't mean go fucking rob all your neighbors live in your community with you. Like,
I think a lot of the looters too aren't from those communities.
You're probably
right. They're going all over the place. But the surfer things, that's why it's weird. Because it's like, dude, surfers you're usually relegated to the ocean. That's where surfers live. So you must be pretty local if people know you and they're like, "That's Kevin." I don't know. His name wasn't Kevin, but you get what I'm saying. Yeah. There's fucking Harold. Whatever, dude. Just calling him out. But all we're saying here is, even if you're just doing protest fails, we're going to call you out. It's easy to make fun of the looters. They're pieces of shit.
Yeah.
And the protesters are great. They're just out there being peaceful and protesting in the best way you can. But there are protest fails, and they will not get past Duddy and I.
Well, I think
and
the
you
protest
be called
fails
out.
Are people who are actually not protesting.
Yeah, you're not.
You're
there
just out
for
there for
Instagram
yourself.
Pics.
You're out there for the most selfish reason possible, and that's fucking what's wrong with this damn world today.
Oh, son of an actual real bitch.
All right, let's get on to these. These are going to be questions from our Patreon members.
Oh, wait. No, we're going to our My second favorite, I love the question segment because no one's safe on here too. We will answer a lot of questions, but if there are dumb questions, you know that Duddy and I will get up in your guts and make fun of you about it. All in love. This is a comedy show, but this is where we have new drops for this segment, and I can't wait because we're going to call this segment Ask Us Questions.
Pa?
Yes, son?
Why don't you ever ask me any questions?
All right, Duddy, what's the first question you got for us today? This is coming, all of these are from Patreon today, right?
These are all from our Patreon members. And the first one is from Katie Burns. She says, Duddy, when are we getting the soft body hottie shirts? I don't know if that's going to be a thing. We'll see. Maybe we will. But if you don't know what that means, it was one of the last live streams we did. Jared, who obviously, you know the Dirty Heads and you follow us and you know Jared's fucking shredded and I'm not very shredded. So Jared was joking and he was talking about how he was trying to get my body. And I said, they call me the soft body hottie. And people have been asking me to make soft body hottie shirts. I can't promise anything, but
It worked for Skate Gang. You bug Duddy enough, he'll make a shirt.
That is true. Trayvon Tucker.
Trayvon Tucker, you're okay? All right, everybody, real quick background on Trayvon. So Trayvon Tucker is our Patreon member. Obviously, these questions are all from Patreon. Last week, he asked us some sort of stupid question. I don't know. And Duddy and I made fun of him. And I called him Trayvon Fucker. And then we didn't hear from him for a while. And Duddy and I were worried that he hates us now. But
I thought I was going to have to send out a search party again.
A search party for Trayvon Fucker. But he's back. Trayvon Tucker. We'll give him his name and give him another try at asking us a question. He's back with another question. Is it worth reading, Dud? Let's hear.
Yeah, he says, is it worth reading? Yes, he says, besides starting your guys' bands, what do you consider your greatest accomplishments in life?
Trayvon. Good question,
that's
buddy.
Deep, bro.
Look at you
Trayvon
coming at us.
Lover. I mean, my children, I would have to say.
You would have to say.
They are my greatest accomplishments. I'm going to post a picture of them on Instagram tomorrow, and it's going to say, you hold my heart, Jay. Kids, you make
you hold
so
my
hard.
Heart, Jay. Children, kids. your greatest accomplishments. Yeah. The children? Yeah, I mean, it's always a bit, dude, when you have a kid, you're like, holy shit, I'm a different thing now.
Yeah.
I'm a dad. But, that's a crazy one.
Oh, and he says, sorry, Caleb.
Getting my barber license, Trayvon. That was my great.
He said, sorry, my name is pronounced Caleb, not Khalib. Thanks, bros. I guess because he's asked questions before, and I guess I always say his name wrong. So, Caleb, my bad, brah. Cool.
Tie, brah.
Oh, no, that was for the next question. Sorry, Caleb.
Duddy's out of his fucking head.
I am. Sorry,
all right,
guys.
No, just kidding. Caleb.
Do you smoke a lot with your friends or with your fans when you're out on tour? Any crazy strong weed stories from any of those times?
Oh, I have one, actually.
Jake has one.
Yeah. Well, sorry. Do you have one, Dud?
Nah.
You look like you were like, I got so many. It doesn't matter.
Go ahead and tell yours. I'll think.
So when... You know, my band was a small band. We were called HB Surround Sound, and we were always a smaller band, but we had a decent following, and we were like a decent enough band to get on some pretty cool tours with the help of Cheese and the Dirty Heads and all that. So we were one of those bands. A little nepotism. It's all good. We got there. So the first tour that Cheese hooked us up and put us on was with Cypress Hill. We were on tour with Cypress Hill. I want to say like Sublime with Rome, Cypress Hill, maybe Pennywise. It was like a crazy, weird, wacky, mixed up tour. Pepper, I think, was on it. And then our band, Surround Sound. And there was one night where I was in a hotel room. It was like all of the bands were in a hotel room and we were all, there was joints going around. It was Cypress Hill's hotel room. And Be Real had a dude that was with him that was constantly rolling joints. This guy was just one after another handing Be Real joints almost all the time. Like this dude, I swear, every time I saw him rolling joints, and there was always kind of joints flowing around. And it was a big circle. And I'd say there was like 15 people from bands. We're all in the hotel room just talking, and the joints became 15 joints. Every single person in the circle had a joint, and it was just spinning and spinning. And it became that Cat Williams joke from one of his specials where he was smoking with Snoop Dogg and everyone had a joint. So you pass to the left, grab from the right. It just became that where it was, and then everyone was just standing there smoking their own joint that his buddy had rolled. And then when people were done, his friend would roll more. And it got to the point where I actually, for the first time in my life, I had to just back away from smoking weed and like leave the situation because it wasn't going to stop.
It was just going to keep going.
It was a non-going, non-stop, just ongoing pinwheel of joints being thrown into a circle that couldn't contain the amount of weed that... It was insane. I've never been so stoned. It was great weed. And it was just a story that I always remember where I'm like, I could not hang any longer. I had to back out of the conversation for my health.
Yeah.
You know, like, yeah. So I got smoked out, completely smoked out.
Man. Yeah.
My whole band did. They were like, Jesus.
They do smoke fucking so much. It's crazy. I did that Be Real smoke box. He does it on YouTube and like he interviews people.
Hot box with
Be Real. I think it is. Yeah. And you just sit in a cool old car and the windows are all up and you smoke, you each get your own big old blunt and you smoke it and he pretty much just like interviews you and you sit in there and hang out and talk until the blunts are gone and that's the show. And so I showed up there in LA and when I got there, they were like, oh, sorry, B's just running like 30 minutes behind, you know, and I was like, no big deal. There was a couple of cool guys there, and they're like, you want to smoke? And I'm like, sure. And they pull out all these dabs, right? And I don't dab. And I mean, I have, and I will, but I don't much. And at that time, I really didn't dab much. This was a couple years back. And I just take a couple dabs because I'm like, I'm not going to be like, nah. So I take a couple dabs, and I already am just like super blasted. Like super blasted. Shouldn't have done that. And then
Then
I have to go into the smoke box or the hot box and then smoke a whole blunt with the windows up. And oh, my God. By the time I left that fucking place, I was on another planet.
Yeah, he's got like a weird studio down in LA where when you walk in, there's like a desk and someone behind the desk, right? But to the right, there was all those bongs in a display case. Is that the same spot?
No, I think that was a different spot. Yeah, maybe.
But it's Be Real, you know, you're getting fucking chiefed out of your face.
But yeah, it was crazy. But Le Maupunista wants to know if you had to have one song play softly in your mind for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's a fucking cool question.
Yeah. You know what? It's funny because I have one song. If there's one song that is always kind of stuck in my head and this has been going on for 15 fucking years, if not longer, 20 years, that this song always somewhat seems to be stuck in my head for a bit. And I don't mind it ever. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. I don't know why. It's always kind of in the back of my fucking head. And I love that track. And that could be one that I could just, sure. Let it run.
Why not? It would have to be something like that. So this is a song that's like a newer song that I've only been listening to for a while. That could be part of the reason. But it's such a mellow. If it's got to be playing softly in the back of your mind for the rest of your life, you want it to be something easy like Blackbird that you can.
Yes.
I've talked about this song on the show before. It's from the band Men I Trust. And it's a song called Dorian, and it's the sweetest, little, mellowest, softest beat, and the singer has a super soft voice, so it would never offend any, you know, your eardrums in any way. It would be a perfect background song. That's the one for me.
Right on. Let's see here. Daniel Harrison wants to know, were y'all friends growing up since the age difference isn't that much, or were y'all rivals? No, we got along pretty well. We were definitely friends. I mean, look, we were brothers, and we were close in age, so did we fight sometimes? Of course. But I think that for the most part, we were friends.
We were never rivals. No, yeah, some brothers, rivals. We never tried to one-up each other. No. That was never a thing we had. Because, our age difference, we're close in age, but we had just enough a difference that Duddy had his own. You had your own friends. Yeah. I had my own friends. But once we got into like the high school zone, because we were both in high school at the same time, we were both like in bands. And so our friends kind of molded together there because they would all come to our shows.
Totally.
So we were far enough apart that we had like different friends and kind of hung out with different people. So we were never brothers that like fought like that too much.
Yeah. This is a crazy question. I kind of love it. Where did it just go? Shit. Where did I just go? Oh, here you go. Sarah N. T-Bird, who's asked many questions in the past, says, if you can make one of your body parts detachable, which part would it be and what would you do with it?
That just makes me think of that song. Fucking detachable penis.
Yeah.
Dance, dance. That song was funny.
So, fuck, detachable. You know what? First thought, like my first, because this is the first time I've ever thought of that. But I would maybe one of my ears or my ears, and then I could just leave that in a room somewhere and then just be chilling somewhere else and just hearing stuff, what people are saying.
Oh, wait, what was the whole question? So obviously if you could take, what did she say?
If you could take one of your body parts off, what would it be and what would you do with it? Okay, I'd take my ear off and fucking spy.
Oh, that's the great, dude. Well, on that same note, I think maybe I'll take my eyeball out and just ploosh, drop it in someone's fish tank and then watch them.
You just roll it in the girl's
bathroom. Yeah, there you go. Whoops-a-daisy, ladies.
Oopsie. Did you see? I dropped my eye.
Watching everyone poop.
Oh, don't take your nose off and put it in there.
Oh, my God. I would take my nose off and throw it in a toilet.
Oh, that's good stuff.
Okay. Holy shit. All right. Good question.
Jacqueline Guido wants to know, are we ever going to finish Lunatics? For you guys listening who don't know, on our Patreon page, we do a watch party sometimes. We started a show called Lunatics.
We did 5 episodes.
We're only halfway through the season. Jacqueline Guido, yes, I don't know when we're going to get back to it. And a lot of it has to do with the Dirty Heads starting to do the live streams. We're in here most of the time with the Dirty Heads. So a lot of the time that we were in here with Feeling Good with Duddy has kind of been cut a little shorter. So we're trying to figure out how to get the Wednesday episode and the Monday Patreon episode out every week first. And then when we have extra time, we will try and start sneaking those in again too. So sorry about that.
You can watch the rest of it without us if you want, because Duddy and I have already seen it, and then we will catch up later if we do.
Yeah.
So don't wait for us.
So I know we're lagging on that. Sorry. It's just honestly been a time issue.
Yeah.
Melanie Raimondo wants to know, is Jack's personality more like you as a child or Jake? He's adorable. Going to be an actor someday. Honestly, I've never seen a personality like Jack's before. It is insane. It's like he's a character. He's a movie or cartoon character. He's not trying to be. He just is.
Yeah, everything's cool to him. Everything. It's like, whoa, yeah. Everything is great to Jack.
It's true.
Keep it that way for as long as humanly possible.
He is definitely one of a kind.
Yep.
Melissa Rosenthal wants to know, it seems like album to album, your vocals get better and better. Thanks, Melissa. Do you guys continually work on your instrument, aka vocal lessons? I don't physically like go to a vocal teacher anymore. I did. Me and Jared both did for a while. Now I just kind of use what they taught me to keep my vocals growing and getting stronger. I mean, your vocal cords are just like a muscle. The more you work it out, the stronger it's going to get. And just like anything you do, the longer you do it, the more you work at it, you're going to get more comfortable and you're going to get better. So yeah, if you think that while we were recording, you know, Any Port in a Storm, that was almost 20 years ago. Mm-hmm. So we've been singing for 20 more years since then. So I think it's just a lot of practice, growing and using what I had learned from my old vocal coaches to just continue with the growth of it. But thank you. I appreciate that.
I'd love to put your vocals up now against the first two Dirty Head songs.
Dude.
Where you were singing like this. My name is Duddy B. That was your voice at the start.
I used to sing like this. And that was cool.
Duddy B. B. And if nobody has heard that, the original couple Dirty Head songs, Duddy B, yeah, had that voice I like this. No joke, dude.
So funny.
Woohoo!
Oh, dude. Okay, so Jake, we're gonna have to hit this drop because I think we got one more.
No, dude, hit the drop after the final question. We got a new drop that closes out this question segment, and you guys are gonna fucking love it. It'll come up in a sec.
Okay, this is a great question. Drew Rendon wants to know, how do you manage your weed use with being a parent? Do you consume in front of and are open with your kids, or is it something you keep low-key? Being a daily smoker, I sometimes struggle with how to get this in my own life. P.S. Love the show. Thanks, Drew. Honestly, my kids have never seen me smoke. I keep it very separate, and it's something that obviously when they get to a certain age, you know, I'll talk to them about it. I just, at this point, I want them to be kids and not even think about that. I keep it in a little area in my garage, and you know, maybe late at night, you know, if I happen to stay up a little later and the kids have been asleep for a bit, maybe I'll, you know, go in my backyard and like maybe chill and smoke a little longer. But for the most part, I just, I head in my garage, I take a couple little hits and I head back in the house when I know that they're not like in the kitchen or whatever, right, where I'm going to walk in. I have definitely had one time, and this was a few years back, my wife and the kids left the house, but apparently like they forgot something or whatever. And they came back like right away. But right when they had left, I went in the garage to smoke.
Couldn't wait for them to leave.
I was like, right. Woo-hoo! I was like, cool, in the garage. And I smoked a little bit. And then right when I walked in the door, my daughter was standing like right there in the kitchen. And she just gave me a big old hug. And she goes, ooh, you have that daddy smell.
Oh.
So I know that one day she's going to go to a party and be like, was my dad here?
It's like, oh, you guys, I got to go. Yeah. Oh, dude, I have a funny one for that, because right now my mother-in-law lives with us and I've got a one-year-old kid in my house. So I actually go downstairs and you know, same with Duddy. I don't smoke in front of my kid. I go downstairs to my car and smoke pot right now. So I'm basically in high school again with my weed smoking at home. It's like, yeah, we put Rocky down. And then at the end of the night, once he's asleep, we'll put him in his like little crib that he sleeps in the bedroom, and then I go down to the car, take a couple cracks, come back up to the house.
Yep.
Woo. Went back in time once I had the kid.
Back in time.
And my mother-in-law's there. I don't want to be like puffing tough around her. She doesn't need to she doesn't need to know. Oh, now you can play that bitch and drop, Duddy.
Wait! You didn't answer my question! There's no time! You heard it. So sorry if we didn't answer your question. We will save them. And these are our Patreon members. So guys, again, sorry that we didn't get you your Monday morning hangover show this week. We will make it up to you, we promise. And we will answer a lot more of these questions on the next episode. So love you guys.
Thank you guys so much. Stay safe out there.
And always go to cutlassbrand.com. Put in code DaddyB at checkout. You don't get 15% off your order. That's right. Stay safe. Peace.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.